Blog Talk Radio.
Spit it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ooh, Jambo. How y'all doing? We've made it through another day. Top of the morning. Today. Black, black. Black radio. Committed to that elevation of those who made creations that did the three W's, change the whole wide world. Peter Polly's golden head of wood of a lamb. One more time. Today we're going to talk about Alfred L. Crawley. C-R-A-L-L-E. Crawley. That's how I'm going to say it. He created the ice cream scoop. He was working as a porter in a drugstore and at a hotel, and he noticed that they had trouble with the ice cream always sticking to the serving spoons, so he created the ice cream scoop. The patented ice cream mold and disher. Built-in scrapers allow for one-handed operations. He later became a general manager for the Afro-American Financial Acclimating Merchandise and Business Association. Allow me to say that again. Let me see. Okay, he got his patent in 1897. So he later became a general manager for the Afro-American Financial Accumulating Merchandise and Business Association. Now, this was in what? Okay, let's just round off and say it was in 1900 because he got his patent in 1897. I'm going to say 3 years later. I'm just going to say 3 years later. He said later. But one more time. He became general manager for the Afro-American, not no African-American. I keep telling y'all, stop disrespecting those who came before you by associating them with what you allowing yourself to be tricked into. See, I'm not being no African-American because of some individual who looks nothing like me. No feet of polio, no head of wolf, and I'm going to give me a title. No, you're not. I'm taking the title from somebody who looks just like me. One more time. Alfred L. Crawley. I'm saying it Kiswahili because that's how I pronounce. Anyway, one more time. He later became a general manager for the Afro-American Financial Accumulating Merchandise and Business Association. Wait a minute. So this, wait a minute. On September 20th, 1900, he married Elizabeth Crawley. Okay. So that's why I say round it off to 1900. Okay. One more time. Like I said, not no African American. I believe in, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, Sir Mr. James Brown. And now I'm having even more respect and honor for being an Afro-American because an end of Alfred A. Crawley. One more time. The inventor of the ice cream scoop, and which they use, oops, what? As always, they use what? Everything and change the three W's. Everything they created, it changed the three W's. The whole why? What? One more time. As always, blacks, blacks, B-L-A-X, B-L-A-C-K, I am teach no bleach. capital K, capital N, capital O, capital W, baby L, baby E, baby D, baby G, baby E. Knowledge. Stuff you already know, but you didn't know about Alfred L. Crowley. The black man who made it possible for the whole wide world to go on and get their ice cream in a scoop or two scoops or three scoops. One more time. Maximize thy blackness. As always in Indy. Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Mojo Kubanda. One love. Baraka. Blessings. Amani Kutoko Yupu. Peace from above.